Chapter 14, Christian, the Pest. Ma, why must this here pest be hanging onto my skirt? Melinda bellowed out loud and clear. This was not the first time today she had protested her little brother hanging onto her, and it would not be the last time either. Her little brother Christian loved her and hung onto her every chance he got. This was very annoying to Melinda, and she was very vocal about her obvious objections to her brother's way of showing that he cared for her. After all, he was just a little tight at this point, and his adoration of his sister was real and well-deserved as far as he was concerned. Melinda, though, felt put upon and had no qualms making her brother feel poorly about all this devotion, deserved or not. My mom heard Melinda yell and fuss and decided to do something about the whole bothersome problem by calling Mel aside and giving her some much-needed correction, pure and simple. My mom went directly to her source book, the Bible, and showed Mel that she was, according to the Word of God, to show the fruit of the Spirit, even when she wasn't in the mood to do so. And that was that. Mel, darling, you be knowing the Word of God, but the way you be acting toward Christian, who be seeing it in your life? Ooh, this coming from my mom was getting Mel's attention quite quick enough. But she then was quick to tell my mom that she needed some freedom from his constant hanging upon her person. My mom began to read Galatians 5:22 and share them with Melinda, and this is what Melinda heard. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. Melinda suddenly heard the word long-suffering, and it seemed to pierce her heart. She looked at Mama with tears in her eyes and asked her if she thought that God wanted her to be developing some fruit of long-suffering. My mom said, if in the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart with that word, you should be wise to be hearing it. Well, when Melinda was alone, sitting in the barn in her quiet place, she was reflecting about her attitude and feeling sad in her heart for being so mean and ornery. She was reliving the very night that her brother Christian was born and arriving at their dwelling. She remembered how full of joy that felt, especially Melinda, who saw him as a special gift from God. She was thinking a great deal of the heavenly vision that God had given her, allowing her to see the birth of the Christ child just as if it was happening in her very own barn. Well, when these memories were flooding her heart, she felt a release of irritability, and her heart was so full of peace that she determined to allow Christian to be hanging on her skirt all that he wanted. And after all, he wouldn't be staying little forever, and if God gave her this time to show him God's fruit, she was well satisfied to do it his way. Melinda was deciding that she needed to be seeking Christian, so she looked in his sleeping place and found him napping. She quietly went to his side and gently touched his dear little face and spoke these words. Blessed Savior Jesus, you are looking in our hearts to be seeing if we are right with you. I know you are telling me by your Holy Spirit that I can sometimes be mean and unkind to my sweet Christian. Please help me show this fruit that you're speaking into my heart and to others. I need your help in a mighty way, for I am sinning with my mean and nasty ways, and I am hurting you. I am hurting this sweet child, my loving folks, and any that see me. If you be willing to help, I be willing to change. Please give me the grace to be loving this annoying child with all my heart, and give me this fruit of long-suffering that you be speaking of. I'll be mighty grateful, and I will pray that I will act more like your child every day and be setting a good example for all to see. I love you, God, mightily, and am hankering to serve you well. I thank you, Lord, for I am needing to pay more attention to your word and making it my walking way. When her prayer was finished, she kissed Christian, tucked his quilt close around his neck and stepped out the door. As she walked to her room, she determined in her heart that when Christian came to be known God and his son Jesus, she hoped he would see their presence in her.